So try to get really honest when you do the questions and realize that you bought into it too. I did. We all did. Happiness is dangerous and will lead to unhappiness. And I can use unhappiness to motivate myself and others to get what I want so I can be happy later. This is the unexamined law, the unexamined norm of our society, and it only rules when it's unexamined. Once you examine it, you can look at it for yourself. You can decide for yourself. You can ask yourself, indeed, is it true? If I'm really happy, does that mean I won't go to work? Does that mean I won't be able to take care of myself? And answer it for yourself. You've been around a while. You know how to take care of yourself. If you get around a person who's extremely negative, you don't necessarily have to get hostile towards them and make yourself unhappy. You might get the twinge, boom, which is a little indicator that, hey, this person might be not healthy for me. And then you can take yourself out of that situation without getting unhappy or blaming them or creating a big drama. You might be able to take care of yourself, but you'll have to ask yourself, because this system is set up. So you got to ask yourself questions and you have to process yourself. You have to ask yourself, why am I unhappy? What does that mean? You know, what are the beliefs that are causing this? How am I using unhappiness to take care of myself? That's a powerful question. In this situation with so-and-so, how am I using unhappiness to take care of myself? And another way of asking the same question is, what are you afraid would happen if you weren't unhappy about this? Kind of the same question. Well, I wouldn't take care of myself. Something like that. Then you ask yourself, well, what do you want? That's the shortcut. Is unhappiness helping me to get it? I'm using unhappiness to motivate myself, but what do I really want here? And is the unhappiness helping me to get it? And then just say, well, what do I want to do? Okay? So you have to process yourself whenever your unhappiness comes up. And you got to see this dynamic for yourself. And you have to decide what you want and how you want to take care of yourself. And can you indeed take care of yourself without being unhappy? And if you start to practice that, you will learn how to. Right now, you take care of yourself by being unhappy, by yelling at people and making yourself guilty and doing all these things. I know. We all do it. It's the tool. But you have to practice. What do you want? What do you want to do? Do I have to be unhappy to do that? And start taking care of yourself in a different way and teach yourself a new way of being. Remember, stress, unhappiness, anger, it's all the same thing. It's all just a negative state of fear. And that started out a long time ago as an act. Previously to today, this was in your subconscious, and it was there to take care of you. It was the tool we called the Ginsu hammer, and it was there to take care of you, motivate you, and protect you. The first tool. And it's there so you can get what you want and someday be happy. So now we're raising that whole dynamic up to the conscious mind. So if you'll start to understand it and see it when it shows up and speak to it, now you have some integration of the left brain and the right brain. Because when you speak to your feelings, the one who asks the question is your left brain. And the part of you that's feeling all the feelings is your right brain. Now let me explain a little bit. There you are. You're in a state of miserable upset. Your feelings are kicked in. And as we all know, the right brain is feeling nature, the sensitive one, the heart, more of that. The left brain is logical, a little less emotional. So there you are in this drama, feeling all these feelings, being miserable and unhappy, and all of a sudden a part of you says, hey, why are you unhappy? That's your left brain. Now your left brain and your right brain are going to engage in a dialogue, and your right brain will answer why you're unhappy. Because blank. And then the left brain will say, well, what do you mean? And then the right brain will say, well, I mean this and I mean that, and it's because of this and it's because of that. Now, this might seem crazy to you, but if you'll do this process with yourself, it's actually validating your feelings, integrating the two hemispheres of your brain, and coming up with options so you don't have to stay unhappy. If you'll learn these questions and do them on yourself, you can integrate and lead your right brain into more creative problem solving. So why are you unhappy, little right brain? And the right brain will scream back all the reasons. And then the left brain says, well, what do you mean? And the right brain will say, well, I mean this and I mean that. And then the left brain will say, well, why do you believe that? Now that's interesting. The right brain will respond, I believe it because it's always been that way, because I learned it from my parents. I believe it because it's true. I believe it because whatever. Then the left brain might say, well, what are you afraid would happen if you didn't believe that? This conversation goes on, and the integration occurs between the two halves of the brain. But as soon as you ask the first question, why are you unhappy? Your left brain, your logical side has come up, you see, and balance is there. Because the right brain will spin out into dramas and, you know, fear of the future, dread of the past. It'll just spin out into a negative feeling realm if you don't arrest it with a little bit of left brain logic. I'm going to teach you the dialogue process at the end of this program, but I'm just sort of giving you an overview here. When you ask the question, why are you unhappy? And you allow the unhappy side of you to respond, you validate yourself. You're working it out with yourself. You don't need someone else to come along, okay? So you're working these things out, and your left and right brain are working together to create balance and to create new options in behavior.